Answer the following questions based on the text on page 54. 1. In lines 1 to 8, the writer describes a perfect child in order to 1. Explain why teenagers are rebellious. 2. Help parents understand children. 3. Show the contrast with a difficult teenager. 4. Show what can happen to a baby. 2. Which of the following can you conclude after reading the first paragraph? 1. Few teenagers can find a reason to smile. 2. Teenagers are not babies, but do not behave responsibly. 3. The passage from childhood to adolescence is often problematic. 4. Parents feel their teenagers' irresponsible behavior to be very childish. 3. What is responsible for our new knowledge about teenage brain function? Lines 9 to 22. 1. Far-reaching implications. 2. Advanced technology. 3. The way emotions are processed. 4. Various photographs. 4. Complete the sentence. In lines 9 to 22, the writer tells how may give us new information about 5. Complete the sentence. In lines 23 to 36, the writer explains the results of an experiment showing that 6. Which of the following expresses the recent discovery about the human brain mentioned in the text? 1. The brain takes much longer to develop than was previously believed. 2. The teen years are a time for trying new things. 3. The majority of teens characterize fear as shock or anger. 4. Teens process the emotions of their parents and teachers. 7. According to lines 37 to 47, making good judgments requires the ability to 1. Develop different schedules. 2. Mature. 3. Stick to a schedule. 4. Process certain information. 8. What are we told about the human brain in the last two paragraphs of the report? Choose the 4 correct answers. 1. Which part of the brain processes different kinds of information? 2. That sound judgments are difficult for teens. 3. That different parts of the brain develop at different times. 4. Which part of the brain processes emotions? 5. That teenage brains do not function like adult brains. 6. How new information on the human brain was gathered. 7. That